It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, roller derby is traditionally a women's sport, but men are also starting teams. We'll find out what it's like to be part of a male roller derby team.
First, we're talking about the official kickoff of the 2016 presidential campaign. The first high-profile candidate has thrown his hat into the ring, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The conservative senator made his announcement this morning at Liberty University in Virginia.
Political junkie Ken Rudin is with us now to talk about this news and how the rest of the field is shaping up for 2016. Ken Rudin is host of Ken Rudin's Political Junkie, a nationally syndicated weekly radio program. Ken, welcome to Central Time.
Veronica, thank you so much.
So at midnight on Monday, Ted Cruz announced his candidacy and released a couple of ads along with that. Let's listen to a little bit here.
I believe in America and her people, and I believe we can stand up and restore our promise. It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives to help make America great again. And I'm ready to stand with you to lead the fight.
Ted Cruz, they're coming out of the gate with that first official ad, and he made that announcement at Liberty University, founded by fundamentalist Jerry Falwell. Is Cruz getting out there early with a play for the conservative Christian vote, giving this place where he announced?
Well, I mean, what he's doing basically is that he has not been part of the conversation the last couple of weeks. Basically, it's been Jeb Bush, the so-called establishment choice, and perhaps Scott Walker, the governor of some Midwestern state, who's also becoming the alternative to Jeb Bush. And there are other conservatives out there, the Rand Pauls and the Marco Rubios and the Bobby Jindals and, of course, Ted Cruz and others, who say, wait, don't forget us. I mean, we're also interested. Ted Cruz is more interesting, I think, than many, is because unlike others in the Republican Party, he feels that compromise is a four-letter word, just as Bush may be a four-letter word to him as well. And he feels that the way to get the nomination, the way to win back the White House after 8 years of the Democrats in control, is by being a non-compromising, tell like it is, staying true to conservative principles, Republican. And that's what Ted Cruz represents.
Right. And he said that if you want a Hillary to win, then you should nominate a moderate Republican. So why not instead go for someone like me who has a better chance to defeat Hillary, according to Ted Cruz? Is there something to that logic?
Well, sure there is. I mean, a lot of people are saying that Jeb Bush is Me Too-ism, just like, you know, I mean, we heard this about a lot of Republicans in the past, that they're Republican light, they're Republican in name only, the rhinos we used to hear a lot about. And of course, Ted Cruz also knows that there are a lot of people yapping at Jeb Bush is right, while at the same time Jeb Bush is raising a ton of money, not only in Texas, but also from Bush donors who have been giving at least to his father in 1979 and 1980 when George H.W. Bush first ran for president. So there's a lot of Bush money there. There's establishment money out there. There's the Wall Street business community that gets very nervous when you have somebody very conservative like Ted Cruz. And so Cruz knows that if the argument, if the dialogue, if the conversation is really about Jeb Bush and the non-Jeb Bush. We used to hear that a lot about Hillary, too, the Hillary and the non-Hillary candidates. Ted Cruz wants to be the non-Jeb Bush candidate, and that's why he's the first one to officially announce.
Right, he's the first one out there, and does that, besides, you know, introducing himself back into the center of the conversation right now, does that also give that first candidate any kind of an edge?
It does in perhaps today and tomorrow and the next couple of days. And then, of course, on April 7th, when Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, is expected to announce his candidacy, then it'll be his turn in the sun. So, I mean, right now, Ted Cruz is really saying that, look, he can read the polls as well as anybody. And, of course, we're still talking about 10 months before Iowa and New Hampshire. So a lot can happen. A lot will happen. But he did see the CNN poll this week that showed Ted Cruz with 4% of the polls among all the, you know, like the Republicans. Now, Jeb Bush is not running away with anything. He got 16%, so there's no such thing as a front runner. But for him to break out of the pack, for Ted Cruz to break out of the pack, he picked a very good locale, Liberty University, with 10,000 students. Now, of course, it was compulsory attendance because it was a convocation this morning, and so everybody had to attend. And of course, if you look very closely, a lot of people in the stands were wearing Rand Paul T-shirts. That wasn't that shown that close. But the point is, it was a big crowd. It was a raucous crowd. And just like his father, who was a pastor himself, Ted Cruz has this evangelical way of getting crowds on his feet, walking up and down the stage and motioning, talking about God and faith. And he could do it as well as anybody. He's a good orator. He gets the crowd excited, but he's not the most popular guy in town. And usually, you know, if you have as many enemies in your own party as you have in the other party, that's not good for your chances for winning the nomination.
Well, now that Ted Cruz is out there, is this, in essence, you know, the first domino to tip, and now other people might be forced off their starting blocks a little bit sooner?
Well, it's interesting that Ted Cruz eschewed the obligatory exploratory committee thing, which is basically a farce anyway. I mean, everybody's exploring. They're not sure. They go on listening tours, and then ultimately they do what they were planning to do all along, announce. But it will accelerate the process, absolutely. As they say, Rand Paul is likely to announce on April 7th. Scott Walker is not talking about if I run. He's talking about when I run. So there are others. Rick Perry's talking about it. Chris Christie is looking at a date. Marco Rubio has to decide whether he's going to run for the Senate or for president, because he can't do both in Florida. And so you have a lot of other people hoping to, you know, become relevant. Again, as I say, this is good news for Ted Cruz in that he will hog the headlines, as he's done all day today and probably will do the next couple of days. But that ends when the next candidate jumps into the race.
We're talking right now to political junkie Ken Rudin about presidential politics and who might throw their hat into the ring for 2016, along with Ted Cruz, who announced last night at midnight. And for those candidates who are definitely going to run, it looks like Scott Walker in that pack, why wait? Why sit on it at this point?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think anybody was planning to sit. I think everybody was. It got accelerated once when Mitt Romney said he wouldn't run, and two, Jeb Bush announced sooner than most people thought that he would be seriously exploring a candidacy. I mean, of course, Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton. She could announce in April. She could probably announce in 2017, for all we're concerned, and still run in 2016. I mean, everybody knows who she is. But with so many Republicans trying to compete for the non Jeb Bush wing of the party and the support of that part of the party, earlier it makes much more sense than later, especially because you're going to need tens and tens of millions of dollars to be relevant. There are so many candidates, it's going to be so expensive, and it's going to be very compressed in the beginning. You have Iowa, you have New Hampshire, you have South Carolina, you have the early states, and if you don't have a ton of money, and you need a ton of money to not only buy airtime, but also to build organization, build up a campaign staff, and we keep thinking, well, 2016 is a long way away, but we're talking about February 1st, which is just a little over 10 months from now. It's really Iowa and New Hampshire just around the corner.
So to you, this doesn't seem too early.
No, look, I would do it for 4 years nonstop if it was up to me, because I live and breathe this stuff. And I don't think people outside of Iowa and New Hampshire live and breathe this stuff. But if you're going to win the nomination, obviously you have to raise the money and you have to be up there early. And especially when, you know, unlike 2012, where you had an incumbent president running for re-election, that's always difficult to defeat a sitting president. You have an open presidency in 2016. You have Hillary Clinton, who, as strong as she is among Democrats, and she is very strong among Democrats. She is a delicious target for Republicans, and I mean, they're almost chomping at the bit to take her on. But of course, as we've learned with Barack Obama in 2008, be careful what you wish for.
Well, let's focus now on Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker has been discussed recently as a presidential favorite. He's been, I think you called him, in fact, the flavor of the month right now. How do you imagine that he would fare as a presidential candidate in 2016?
I think one of the reasons the Ted Cruz's and the Rand Paul's and perhaps Marco Rubio are accelerating their decision-making process is because of the surprising strength that Scott Walker has shown. First of all, we saw that not only during his election in 2010, but the recall in 2012 and then the re-election in 2014, he beat back the labor. He won in a blue state. He got a national conservative following, which of course is accompanied by national conservative money. So, you know, I've been talking to a lot of political Republican types around the country who said that it seems like Walker is surprising himself because he's doing exactly what needs to be done. He's not scaring away the establishment, which Ted Cruz often can do, and he's not certainly not alienating conservatives, because he's been a conservative from day one, and he proved a very conservative record in Wisconsin. So the feeling is that Scott Walker not only is a flavor of the month, but is somebody that Jeb Bush probably has to watch out the most, because he has good relationships with both wings of the party and is not seen as an ideologue, even though he is very, very conservative.
Is there any chance that it's maybe too soon for a potential candidate like Governor Walker to peak, that he could hit the crest too early and then interest will die off later on? It can get hard to sustain.
Well, there's something to be said about that. We saw 4 years ago, Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota, was getting very good early reviews. I mean, he was doing very, very well in 2011. People were impressed with his campaign organization, with his fundraising. And then, of course, he had a run in the this fake event called the Iowa Straw Poll, which is really nothing more than a beauty contest where people get bussed in from around the country to support the candidate. And it's not scientific, but Michelle Bachmann won that contest. And then we saw Michelle Bachmann in August of 2011 saying, well, maybe she's the front runner. And, of course, a few months later in the Iowa caucus, she finished last. So there is the possibility of peaking too soon. But the fact is, if you could keep raising the money, if you keep becoming the center of attention, as we've seen in many Republican events around the country, we saw it with CPAC in Washington. We saw it with the Iowa Freedom Forum in Des Moines a few weeks ago. Scott Walker is still getting audiences on his feet. And as long as he keeps raising money and that keeps happening, he's not going to disappear anytime soon. But, of course, he does, as a first-time national candidate, he could make a gaffe. You know, the media love to look for gaffes and mistakes that candidates make, and Scott Walker knows that. Remember when Rudy Giuliani wondered if President Obama loved America or not, all the media went to Scott Walker and said, well, how do you feel about that? He has to be aware that, you know, he may be not only the flavor of the month, but he could be the target of the month, and he has to run a very careful campaign.
Well, it's about to get interesting. Ken, thank you so much for joining us.
Veronica, thank you.
That was Ken Rudin, host of Ken Rudin's Political Junkie, a nationally syndicated weekly radio program. He was with us to talk about the first high-profile candidate to announce a run for president in 2016, Ted Cruz.